Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's always a great day to get together with great friends, compelling conversation, and terrific music. On the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know, another crazy week. In the rear view, we'll take it all on in measured doses. Of course, that cultural cacophony, surround ourselves. So grateful to surround ourselves with great music. And, yeah, you're Forgotten 45 from the mix. So are you. You're listening live. It is Saturday, November 20th. It's 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, and 3 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, comment, chat box available if you're tuning in for the live broadcast. And Twitter is 24/7 at AD Writes, all being helmed by the talented ever-ready TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, perched in the booth, MLA headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Old Navy. There is indeed time to fall in for great holiday styles and savings at Old Navy. Also by PopNet, arts, culture, and conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show, and, yeah, dare we say, are those robust and more than occasionally raucous roundtables. Won a couple of feisty rounds this week, did we not? More on that as we go, and Thanksgiving around the corner, our unofficial unscientific listener survey. Are you traveling this season, and what are you bringing, or what are you having on your table? Weigh in. And by the way, don't forget the stuffing, the sweet potatoes, all those great pies. And if you're traveling, don't forget to pack the guns. Weigh in. I'm the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Now let's get the kids and pack up the car. Take that vacation we've been waiting for. Drive across this country, leave our worries far behind. Singing four-part harmony.
Bikes and toys and diapers, pay the neighbor's son, and call us down.
nothing happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. In the street, singing songs and a carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes. Your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. we
darkness of insanity.
Save the Country. You hear, see the trend here? Buffalo Springfield, the Stephen Stills classic, done the 60s way, for what it's worth. And the other song about guns from Cheryl Wheeler. We opened with the other song last week. This week, Don't Forget the Guns. On the Amy Beth Arkwe Show, as we have to acknowledge toxic gun culture at the heart of our cultural conversation. That's where we start today with the Rittenhouse verdict in review. Not surprising, not shocked, but certainly disappointed, and feel that this will now embolden would-be vigilantes. What say you on that subject? Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, the latter three for those stumbling in live on Saturday, November 20th. A lot of folks chiming in. We talked about it a lot yesterday on Podstream. I am not as upset as I was. I'm infuriated, I guess, even though I wasn't shocked. I had some time to reflect and, you know, casting aspersions on the jury. Look, that's the responsibility. They have to follow the law. Apparently, Wisconsin has a very forgiving, shall we say, self-defense clause. They have to follow the instructions. They were sort of led in that direction, I think, by the Judge Schrader, who I think probably has some issues to contend with himself, and held that possible mistrial in abeyance. And I was fearing that if the jury came back with a guilty verdict, he would have declared it and was on the jury. If I was on that jury, I'd be really not too happy with him, that's for sure. In any event, we've got some folks chiming in today about this. Lorraine puts a very cogent spin on this. She says, our laws bend over backward to avoid fake false jail sentences for white men. It also depends on how the judge handles the trial, being even-handed or tilting the scale. In this case, the instructions were clear to the jury to acquit. Agree with that. The victims, she goes on to say, were trivialized when that was not necessary. However, it was the prosecution that failed to push that Rittenhouse chose to be in that place and did this to himself, that he got scared due to propaganda and lies and was shooting because he was a coward. Well, they tried, but I agree it was a faulty prosecution. They had some bad evidence, I guess, in terms of the self-defense claim to work with, but they, you know, they had problems. They did. I don't think they were very effective, but I'm not sure that it would have worked either way. We'll see. Liz says the judge needs to be removed. This guy keeps running on a post. He's 75 years old. He's the longest running judge, serving judge in Wisconsin. I don't think that's going to happen, but who knows? Who else said something? Nancy says, appalled, disgusted, disheartened. There is no justice. That's folks on some of the folks on Facebook, on Twitter. Fred says there are black and brown folks in prison for most of their lives over weed, but a white person can just cross state lines with an automatic weapon and murder people with no repercussions. You can't fix a justice system, in quotes, that is working as intended. A lot of people talking about that, Frederick. I hear your woes on that regard. And you know what? You're right. If there was a black teenager who did that, I don't know if he would even live to see the trial, if you know what I mean. But he certainly wouldn't have been allowed to go home like the police allowed this kid to do. So there's a lot of problems in our justice system, for sure. And it does focus on a double standard, if you will. And it's a very sick situation. When you talk about it, it was the same week, the same week, where the two men who were convicted of killing Malcolm X 56 years ago were exonerated. 56 years later, one guy died in prison, the other guy's 82, 83 years old. Where's the justice in that? There is some good news, but it's still surrounded by possible a patina of tragedy in the sense that this might be a wrongfully convicted man. Julius Jones on death row and just hours away from his execution was spared with a commutation of his sentence for a murder that was committed, I think, in 1999. He's been claiming all these 20-plus years that he didn't commit this murder. He's still in jail. The governor at least had the grace to commute the sentence to life in prison, but now I think people in the Innocence Project, other places, are trying to get him exonerated. He's been clamoring about his innocence. So there are people that are falsely imprisoned, and I see Lorraine's point that obviously you want to tilt towards the defense in that regard, but you can't overlook justice, and you can't overlook certain things. So they didn't allow in, like Rittenhouse's associations with the Proud Boys and other Aryan-leaning groups, a militia wannabe, militia curious, if not militia affiliated officially. Some of the comments he made, video of him saying that he wants to shoot shoplifters. There's a callous disregard of human life in this kid, and meanwhile he has a spokesperson, this guy who comes on Court TV yesterday and says, first he was even-handed and he said, you know, we're not spiking the football, people died, and we understand that, but we are relieved and justice is served. And then he goes on to say that Kyle can help heal the nation. Really? This guy, this kid, this teenager with two lives, two bodies on his count, he's going to help heal the nation? His lawyer said he wants to go to nursing school. And, of course, the venerable Matt Gaetz, congressman from Florida, under investigation for possible sex trafficking, has offered him an internship. Tucker Carlson is working on a documentary and was doing that before this even, before the trial was completed. So they're anointing him a right-wing hero in much the same way that 10 years ago George Zimmerman was anointed. Remember George Zimmerman who killed Trayvon Martin and all the trouble that followed him? I don't know. This kid is young. He's got a gift handed to him that a lot of people don't get. You kill two people and you're walking free, do something good and constructive with your life, but he's got to be surrounded with the right people and the right influences. I fear he's not going to be. That's my take. I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. He's got a chance. That's for sure. Anybody else have some comments on this? We have a lot of folks chiming in. Steve says, marking myself safe from being shot by some wacko teenager with an assault rifle as I don't live in the USA and have no intention of ever setting foot there. See what the impression people are getting? And Laura says, great, they just unleashed a little maniac on the world again. Ouch, a doodle doo. Penny says self-defense will now be used over and over again, and people will continue to get away with murder. So sad for the families of the men that died because a 17-year-old set out to kill that day. And, of course, that's what a lot of people think. I'm not sure if he did set out to kill, but he certainly put himself in a very troubling situation. He thought he was helping the police. I don't understand that. You don't have to arm yourself. And I keep saying, but for that gun. If he didn't have the gun, none of this would have happened. He felt threatened by these people, but they felt threatened by his gun and his activities. I don't understand why the people who are dead don't have the right to have been threatened, because they obviously are the ones who wound up dead. Similar, different circumstances, but a similar defense being mounted in the case of the three men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery, which is wrapping up this week. The closing arguments are set for Monday, and then, you know, it's a Thanksgiving week, so the verdict will be hopefully handed down by Wednesday. We'll see what happens. That case, I have watched it closely, and the prosecutor there is doing an impeccable job. I think she dismantled the guy, Travis McMichael, who took took the stand in his own defense to talk about what he was doing that day. And really, they had no business pursuing this guy, whether or not he was up to no good. Again, no evidence of that, really. He wasn't stealing anything. At least they didn't find anything. They didn't find him with any weapon and no stolen items. But even if he was stealing something and running away, call the police. Let the police do their job. Don't go after him with a gun. The gun emboldened these people to go after him. If they didn't have the gun, they wouldn't have done it. And that's the problem. But for the gun. The gun culture that we have in this country is toxic, and it's killing people at a record number. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet Chatbox. That is the state of America today. But there's some good news. Build Back Better got passed by the Congress. No thanks to Kevin McCarthy, who, what did he do, like an 8-hour, quote-unquote, filibuster speech? Rambling on. They still voted for it in the morning hours on Friday. And by the way, his audition for Donald Trump may not be working. Donald Trump apparently doesn't like him, so he may not be speaker after all. For America, we need help for sure. Weigh in on the Amy Beth Arcoe Show. Here's Jackson Brown. We'll be right back.
of the land of the free is awake and can see, and until her conscience has been found.
The idea that a woman doesn't need a man to be successful, the idea that a woman can live a happy and fulfilling life without a man, I think it's all nonsense.
Masculinity is under attack in this country, and men are withering and dying as a result of this.
From an evolutionary standpoint, it used to be, you know, women were attracted to your strength because you could defend them from dinosaurs.
We're going to get to the bottom of 3 November, and we're going to decertify the electors. Because not only we're winning on a massive scale.
Steve Bannon, close Donald Trump ally, has just been indicted.
8 times as many people die of cold-related temperatures than heat-related temperatures. So while it may be true that surface temperatures rise, actually, the question is whether that's actually a bad thing for saving human lives.
And there was a wisdom in what Richard Nixon said approximately 40, 50 years ago. The professors are the enemy.
Eliminate the U.S. Department of Education.
What conservatives, or you know, any individual with a thinking brain, is upset about and what we are responding to is the big pharma pervert dressed up as Big Bird.
Big Bird is literally hawking an unnecessary vaccine to children.
It's perverse, brainwashing filth. These are child predators looking to persuade children to take action without the advising consent of their parents.
Big Bird has been doing PSAs on vaccines. You got to go all the way back to 1972. So this isn't a new thing at all. And I think in reporting this, that should be noted.
Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and all of them know that they chose the loser. They chose Satan.
So if we are going to have one nation under God, which we must, we have to have one religion, one nation under God and one religion under God, right?
Mike Lindell!
Bigger than you, and you are not me. Remember how maybe
I love that version from Kip Mo. Rock Me on the Water, the great Jackson Browne song. I'm Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. We also heard from R.E.M., from Mike Flynn, Losing My Religion. Mike Flynn, the disgraced former general, former national security advisor for a few minutes, the convicted felon and pardoned character, is now a QAnon favorite, made a speech calling for one religion in America. That's kind of going against the whole American promise, right? Freedom from religion. Freedom for religion, whatever it may be. Craziness. I don't understand why the right wing is heading towards fascism. They want to dampen our American DNA, which is all about freedom and democracy, as imperfect as it may be. We haven't reached that perfect union by any stretch, but come on. It's part of our makeup and part of what we value regardless of party. It just boggles my mind. I mean, speaking of which, Paul Gosar, that crazy, more than white supremacist, curious character, who his own siblings are calling for his ouster from Congress, was censured by the Democrats and two lone Republicans. Guess who they are? Yeah, Cheney and Kinzinger, of course. They stand alone, as usual, because he was putting up a deplorable anime video depicting him killing Andrea Ocasio-Cortez, a fellow colleague on the congressional floor on the other side of the aisle, and then also wielding swords against President Biden. Outrageous. If you worked in a company, anything like that, you'd be immediately fired. But no, he's was censured and stripped of his committee assignments. But the Republicans just stand by and let it happen and talk about double standards and say, well, they shot at us. Well, no, they didn't. A crackpot who happened to be a Bernie Sanders supporter shot at the softball game a few years ago, and that was horrible. It certainly was, but it wasn't in Congress. It wasn't a congressperson doing it. And yes, Ilhan Omar made some very disparaging anti-Semitic comments. I don't trust her as far as I can throw her either. But she did apologize for it, and she was admonished by the Democrats. So the Democrats do take action against their own when they need to. The Republicans don't. They just stand by and filibuster like McCarthy did, trying to get stall the passage of the Build Back Better Act. It didn't work. It got passed. We'll see what happens in the Senate. But so there is some good news in that front. We have to say some good news this week. Also, Jeremy Fenster was released. He was the wrongly imprisoned journalist sentenced to 8 years hard labor in Myanmar. And Bill Richardson, he is a really, truly behind-the-scenes former U.N. ambassador, former governor of Arizona, New Mexico, and former presidential candidate. He is a behind-the-scenes hero. He's done a few of these, helping people get released. Thank goodness he did that. So there is some good news. The people were released, or at least exonerated, for the Malcolm X murder. Of course, you will say whoop-dee-doo after they spent 56 years in prison, and one died there. And Julius Jones got his sentence commuted to life, even though he may not have actually committed that murder, but at least he is alive to fight another day. So there is some justice skewed in a different direction, we know. The Arbery case coming up, we'll see what happens this week. But again, the question is, but for the gun. So I say those gun culture is a problem. Hey, you feel a little frustrated? You want to pull the trigger on your own creativity? Take the inspiration to action challenge and try to re-embrace your inner artist. When folks do it, sometimes it works, and I'm so gratified when folks tell me it's working for them. Petrie in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, gets the shout-out today, says, thank you so much. I am working on a book for the first time in a long time. You gave me the courage to continue to do it. Well, you're very welcome, and you're taking all the credit because it is courageous to sit down and write anything, especially if it's a very personal story. So congratulations, Petrie. Keep us posted and keep going. Inspiration to action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it, and you're also helping other folks take that plunge into the creative well. On the other hand, you will push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one on me, and we will connect in about 3 weeks. Do so. Reach out via the website, amybetharkawi.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And while you're there, you can check out the Eliza Gordon Mysteries, available in paperback and ebook from Cozy Cat Press. Some other goodies are available, and there's a chance to chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story and Forgotten 45 requests, and yes, we have links to the podcast and social media connections, a one-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkawi.com. All right. So what else? Thanksgiving? Are you traveling this year? Are you having folks over? I'm going to have a little mini Thanksgiving with a couple of friends this year. After last year, I did not make my mom's classic stuffing. I'm going to do it this year, so I'm very excited to do it. And some folks chiming in. Cal says, yes, traveling, a little nervous, going to North Carolina. Everyone, I believe, is vaxxed, but it's a low-vax area. But not at our table, we hope. All right, that's true. So a lot of people are still having some COVID concerns. I was speaking with a friend earlier today, and she's a little nervous about the folks at her gathering. But if you are vaccinated, you have a good shot at resisting. But I understand you don't want to be with unvaxxed people. That's true. And so we see a little bit of upticks in certain areas. Freddie says, yeah, traveling to Maine, bringing the pies. And Shelley says, I'm banking my pecan pies and my sweet potato casserole in Pennsylvania, but I already live there. That's okay. It's good when you're close, actually, especially these days. Indeed. So life can be good despite all the flaws. Hang in there, folks. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. And by the way, happy birthday to Joe Walsh. 74 candles on his cake today. I'm Amy Beth Arkley Show.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure, downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Can't forget all our troubles, forget all our cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Step and strutters are land in the gutter, sometimes need one. the USA. Do you know about the government? Can you tell me about the Constitution? Hey, learn about the USA. In 1787, I'm told our founding fathers did agree to write a list of principles for keeping people free. The USA was just starting out, a whole brand new country, and so our people spelled it out, the things that we should be. And they put those principles down on paper and called it the Constitution, and it's been helping us run our country ever since then. The first part of the Constitution is called the preamble and tells what those founding fathers set out to do.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare at hand, secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
In 1787, I'm told our founding fathers all sat down and wrote a list of principles that's known the world around. They wanted a land of liberty, and the preamble goes like this.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America, for the United States of America.
The Constitution done via Schoolhouse Rock. Remember that great show on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show with a special tribute to Dave Frischberg, who is the Grammy-nominated jazz musician and songwriter who penned a lot of the Schoolhouse Rock songs, including I Am a Bill and the Constitution. We got to resurrect that show because we need civics lessons in this country again, do we not? And a birthday hat trick, too. Oh, by the way, he passed away at the age of 88 earlier this week. Lots of great music left behind, indeed. A birthday hat trick from Gordon Lightfoot, who celebrated his 83rd birthday on November 17th in Rainy Day People. Petula Clark, one of the endurables from decades of pop music and Broadway, 89 years old on November 15th. And, of course, Joe Walsh, classic rocker from the Eagles and beyond, today celebrating his 74th birthday, November 20th. So happy birthday, one and all. And thank you, whatever you do, wherever you go. If you've got some holiday advice, anybody who's planning on sharing some fun over the holidays. Joan Crawford in the 1960s offered some entertaining at home advice. She says, the best parties are a wild mixture of people. Take some corporation presidents, add a few lovely young actresses, a bearded painter, your visiting friends from Brussels, a politician, a hairdresser, and then toss them all together. It's especially important to have all age groups. Of course, I wouldn't want to have hippies crawling in, come crawling in with unwashed feet. But all the younger people I know are bright and attractive and have something to say, and they dress like human beings. Another important party secret is I always add a splash of vodka to everything. Nobody ever knows, and everyone ends up having a wonderful time. So there's some party advice from the great late Joan Crawford. Do with it what you will. And thanks so much for joining us, as usual. Don't forget all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show wherever you get your podcasts and be able to listen. We have live editions, too, or select editions on the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream, and we'll need to come back and see us on the Invent Arcway Show. In the meantime, please drive safe, play nice, dream big, wherever you're going, whatever you're doing. Don't forget to mask when you have to, vaccinate if you possibly can. And come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arcway Show. Thank you so much to Trudy, Aurora, and Mel from TCS. And be on the listen, by the way, this coming week we'll have the Grateful Bounty Revisited streaming live starting Monday or Tuesday. Social media messages will go out, of course. In the meantime, thank you so much for being a part of my life. You've enriched it so much. More to come, as they say. Leave you with a classic from Sly and the Family Stone. Take care. You know I love y'all.
Yeah. course, all my relatives will be over for Thanksgiving dinner. I know they will. They're circling over the house now.
Just keep ignoring me, oh, oh.